Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to reduce the aggregation of proteins with lymphatic system detox. It's important to see how many of our health problems like ALS, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, breast cancer, and heart failure have been linked to the aggregation of proteins, which is the buildup of cellular waste. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger for craniosacral therapy, Dr. Borel, a French physician on visceral manipulation and how to release the organs, and Dr. Bruno Ciccoli on lymphatic drainage, how to drain the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system drains every system in the body, so it helps maintain your organs and your brain. So the lymphatic system is really very important. My book explains how proteins in our body, because we're acidic, are devastating our health. And I've also created a course, because my book was published in 2006. There's a lot more information that's current, so I created an on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It explains how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health, and your life changes. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. It gets to the root cause of your health problems. Over a few weeks, I reduce the buildup of inflammation and cellular waste, and your life changes. I do the same thing on every person. If you have a brain problem, I do a little more work on your brain. You have digestive issues, I do a little more work on your digestive system. But basically, everybody gets a full lymphatic session to tune up the whole body. It is life-changing. If you live out of state, I can also help you, because basically, if you know how to maintain your lymphatic system with diet, supplements, your life will change. So not everybody can come see me, but you can definitely get coaching, which will, in the first hour, will give you a clear idea of what's going on with your health problems. So taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. And that's really what it's all about, guys. You want to go through life and be happy and healthy. So why are we talking about the aggregation of proteins, right? And the aggregation of proteins means the buildup of proteins. Well, because your health, we don't realize it, is being devastated as protein cellular waste build in your body and the brain. This creates inflammation and disease. Most people, even medical professionals, aren't even aware of how this buildup of cellular waste is hurting us, and it's really affecting every single one of us. In the last few years, many neurological diseases have been linked to cellular waste building in the brain, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, muscular dystrophy. In the past few months, heart failure was even linked to cellular waste. And they said it's Desmin protein, that's the protein from the heart, building in the heart, creating a buildup of cellular waste called amyloid. And you hear me talk about amyloid. Amyloids are aggregates of proteins that become folded into a shape that allows many copies of that protein to stick together. So it's a misfolded protein that makes these, proteins stick together, and they form amyloid deposits. So it's some smaller waste that builds into larger pieces of amyloid. So proteins are really made up of hundreds or thousands of smaller units called amino acids, which attach to one another in long chains. And this is inside the cell, right? And the cell is tiny. So these proteins are very small. Proteins do most of the work in cells and are required for the structure, function, and regulation of the body's tissues and organs. So these are in every cell, in every part of the body, these proteins. And there are many different types depending on where they're from. So you hear me talk about amyloid. So amyloids are aggregates of proteins that become folded, right? Misfolded. So you've heard about amyloidosis, if you've heard me talk occasionally, it's in my book, it's on my course, but amyloidosis is when an abnormal protein, these proteins in the body build up in these amyloid deposits, right, in your tissues and organs. They just start making little deposits like sand, and as they build, they limit function. So when amyloid builds in your organs, it affects their shape and how they work. So amyloidosis is a serious health problem that can lead to life-threatening organ failure. So please get that. Amyloidosis, the buildup of aggregated cells, proteins, is life-threatening. When the lymphatic system cannot work efficiently, then cellular waste can build in your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain. Most health problems are due to limited circulation from the buildup of cellular waste, and that's what my book and my course is all about. It explains how pretty much every single health problem we have, from fatigue, from fibromyalgia, cancer, heart disease, insomnia, it doesn't matter, is depression is really due to the buildup of cellular waste, creating lack of circulation and making us inflamed and toxic. So when you talk about good circulation, then you need to include the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system completes circulation. It's a whole separate system like your blood system, but it's a one-way river that must start in your toes or your ankle or your leg or your belly. It doesn't matter. It's just a one-way system. Wherever it starts to clean up, it has to work its way up into your major lymph drains in your neck, right? So your head, everything has to drain down, and then your body has to drain up. And when we become tight or acidic or protein-filled, then those little drains on either side of your neck become congested, and our body starts to fill with cellular waste. It's really very easy to think of. If we're not flowing, then we're filling with cellular waste. So basically, your lymph system, tiny network of vessels and nodes, helps to clean every system in your body, even your brain. And it really is. It's everywhere. So your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain are dependent on the lymph system to maintain them. And you can have direct control over how your lymph system functions to clean this amyloid or proteins by maintaining your lymph system on a daily basis. It's not enough to just do it, you know, twice a year I do a detox, people tell me. It's not enough. You maintain your lymphatic system, the next day you're becoming, you know, starting to fill up with cellular waste again. So we have to start thinking about it on an everyday basis. Most people have more than one health problem. I have never seen really anybody who has just one issue. They come in, they may have weight problem, they may have a heart problem, but they have digestion or headaches or skin problems or whole pain. They have some other health problems. So pain, depression, insomnia, digestion problems, lung, heart, kidney, brain ailments, swelling and cancer, fibromyalgia, you know, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, these are all due to the buildup of cellular waste. And the reason we have multiple health problems is due to the lymphatic system becoming compromised, because the lymphatic system cleans every system in the body of proteins and other waste, even immune cells, which are where needed, but they can become over build up in an area and damage that area. So when the lymph system can't clean efficiently, your body becomes toxic, and that's the problem with most of us. We're just toxic, inflamed and toxic. So you can help most of your health problems by improving this one system in your body. And I'm not talking about curing any disease. I really don't believe in curing. I believe it's more about maintaining your body to reduce this inflammation, which is creating our health problems. Then your cells, because we're a cellular being, then your cells start to function properly. Remember, we are a cellular being, anywhere from 50 trillion to 100 trillion cells in our body. And many of them are alive and need to have good oxygen, supplements, nutrition, and get rid of their waste. And when the lymph system isn't doing that, that isn't happening. So by improving your lymphatic system, you can help alleviate some of the buildup of cellular waste and inflammation that is making you tired or sick. It also improves your immune response and ability to heal. And I just posted something the other day on social media on how most of our health problems are a contributing factor is that our body cannot complete the healing process. So if your pancreas had a little problem, an infection, if it can't complete that healing process, then you're going to get more problems. Same thing with your brain or your eye or your prostate or your ovary. So we complete the healing process by maintaining the lymphatic system. So by maintaining the lymphatic system, you have more control over inflammation, right? And your ability to heal. You will feel stronger mentally, sleep better, have less pain, lose weight, have clearer thinking, clearer skin, better digestion. Who doesn't want that? From taking care of one system in your body. So I just want to remind you that I help clients who have severe problems, cancer, Lyme disease, neurologic Lyme, pain, brain issues, swelling, in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lympractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system. It's super relaxing to your body and mind, and it improves natural detoxification. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. And check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system to alleviate this buildup of cellular waste. And it's easy activities within 2 weeks, and you could take 5 months. It doesn't matter. You have the course forever, and there's a money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied with the course in the first couple of lessons, just let us know. We'll give you your money back. But I promise everyone has loved the course and has benefited so far, people from all over the world. So I always talk about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. And this is something we have to do to help reduce the aggregation of proteins, right, the buildup of waste. You need to improve the lymphatic system, which improves natural detoxification. So there are two important steps to help improve lymphatic system detoxification, because without following these two steps, you'll take pills and try a lot of other things, and it's not going to work effectively. Because the first thing we have to do to help our lymphatic system is balance your pH. And then number two is manually improve your lymphatic system, because when we become acidic in our body, our lymphatic system constricts, our tissues constrict, and they fill with waste. So just changing your diet often is not enough. We have to manually, whether you see a person like myself, a lymphatic therapist, or you learn how to drain your lymphatic system, and you'll be able to do that for the rest of your life at our virtual course. But you'll have that for the rest of your life. Once you learn this information from this first course, you will be informed for the rest of your life, and you'll understand information that really most people don't understand. So we have, so to reduce the aggregation of proteins, we need to understand which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in your body, right? Because pH is important. If we're acidic, right, that's what pH is, the potential of hydrogen. When we have more hydrogen, we're more acidic, we have less oxygen in our body, and we get constricted. Our cells can't function as well. And so we want to really change that. So we want to look at what food you're eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline-forming, right? We want to eat mostly fruits and vegetables are acid, alkaline-forming, and everything else is acid-forming, basically. We want to limit processed foods, grains, sugar, red meat, alcohol, coffee, you know, sodas. Start eating more fruits and vegetables, juicing, smoothies. Start putting more alkaline in your body. And that's the simplicity of it. Every day, just start putting more fruits and vegetables in your body. And when you do that a few days in a row without putting acid in by eating meat or bread, then you improve detoxification rather than just stopping it and starting it, stopping it and starting it. So really, we also, besides food, right, we have to start thinking about what we can take, what we can put in our body, and it's basically magnesium, potassium, baking soda, and a green drink. I love green drinks. I think they make a big difference in our body. Epsom salt baths improve detoxification. They put magnesium in your body. And most important are systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are a stronger digestive enzyme, much stronger, that you take on an empty stomach that goes in and breaks down cellular waste. These are important for every health problem. We need to be hydrated. We need to have good posture, deep breathing. Deep breathing moves waste out of our body. With each breath, we pull it into the lymphatic system. Most people don't deep breathe. We need to watch our medications. Many people take numerous medications, and that depletes magnesium. It makes us acidic in the body. So go to thehealthylymphsystem.com. Check out our course, life-changing virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss on Life, 7 lessons, 30 easy activities. While there on the site, you can also get my acid alkaline food chart. It's on the bottom of the home page. There's a link. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help prostate inflammation with lymphatic system detoxification. Hey, I went through this, so I'm going to have a lot of good information for you. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ostapinski. Please tell others about our website and our course. Have a balanced and joyful life.